This morning, we're going to start with a children's sermon, so I want all the kids to come forward. And if there's kids in the Sunday school, if someone could get some of them, that'd be great. But kids, you come forward. Come and sit down.
今天早上我们要跟小孩子们讲几句话, 所以请小孩子们都往前来。
You guys, come on over here.
你们可以上前面来。
I want to know if... Oh, we've got some kids over here coming still. Come on. All right. Did you guys get any Christmas gifts that were pretty neat?
你们圣诞节的时候有没有得到好的礼物?
Yeah. What did you... Can you tell me what you guys got? Something that was really neat or cool.
你们拿什么好的礼物可不可以告诉我一下?
Okay. What did a tennis racket. All right. Wow. Anybody else?
其他的人呢?
You guys didn't get anything?
你们都没拿到东西?
Oh, okay. Okay. Two king size pillows, that's good.
拿到两个大枕头. 旧的已经坏了. 不能睡了.
Pillows are important. Matter of fact, I bought a down filled pillow last night.
我自己也买了一个鹅毛的枕头.
It goes with me everywhere.
什么地方我都带着它们一起走.
Because when you get older, your neck hurts a lot.
你年纪大的时候，你的颈子会有点不舒服。
Well, I got a gift myself. Santa Claus brought me a Target gift card.
圣诞老公公给我一个 Target 的一个礼券。
So I, you know, guys like electronics a lot of times. Maybe girls too.
我们男的会喜欢这种电子的东西。
I haven't even opened it yet.
我还没开了，还没开起来。
But this little thing is supposed to take video. It's a video camera.
它可以照相的。
So hopefully I can figure out how to use it.
我希望我知道怎么来用它。
So I can get some videos of my kids.
我可以照我小孩的这个照片。
Do you guys know what this is?
你们知道这是什么?
What is this?
什么?
Okay, go ahead. A candy cane. That's right. We're going to get to that.
这是拐杖糖.
Okay, so it's a candy cane, and I drew it, so it's not very good. I know, and the black doesn't represent anything. But if you notice like this, what does it look like?
你这样看的话,
other than a candy cane.
除了这个拐杖糖之外,
what does it look like? What? A shepherd's cane.
一个是牧羊人的拐杖。
That's right. And today we're going to learn about what the candy cane represents. And so, who were the first to see Jesus born out in the fields?
哪些人是第一次看到耶稣诞生的?
Well, the shepherds were out in the field, weren't they?
哦，他们就是牧羊人。
And so, the shepherds used a cane to tend their flock, didn't they?
牧羊人用这个拐杖来带他们的羊。
Has somebody ever hit you with a stick?
有没有人用个杖来打过你?
Well, sheep aren't the smartest things, in the smartest animals. So they would use the cane also to kind of get the sheep in line.
他们用这个杖来让羊能够在一个羊圈里。
So the cane, this also represents a cane. And if we turn it this way, what does it represent?
如果我们把它转过来的话, 你想这个代表什么?
A J for Jesus. That's right.
J代表耶稣.
That's right. And so let me read a verse real quick in Luke chapter 2, verse 8.
路加福音2章第8节.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night.
有牧羊人晚上在旷野里面来照顾羊群.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified.
天使向他们显现，他们有荣耀，神的荣耀，他们非常害怕。
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
但是天使告诉他们说，不要害怕，我是带来上大好的信息。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
今天在大卫的城，有位救主为你们诞生。他就是耶稣，我们的主。
So the appears the cane, and appear if you turn it upside down, it's a J for Jesus. But all these things represent different things in here.
在这个拐杖行里面有不同的东西，代表不同的事情。
And if we look at the, do you know, you guys know what the big red stripe represents?
你们知道红色的代表什么
？What does that represent?It could represent the blood.
它可以代表耶稣的宝血。
It represents one God. We believe in one God as Christians.
它也可以代表我们相信的唯一的天父唯一的主。
And just to back up a little bit, what does Jesus mean?
耶稣是什么意思
？What's the name mean?
那个名字是什么意思
？What did he come for?
他来是为什么
？He was a savior.
他是救赎主。
And he came to save his people from sin.
他来是要救赎我们的罪。
You guys are learning a lot in Sunday school and at home.
你们在家里或者在主日学学了很多东西。
I'm impressed. Okay, so now there's three stripes on a candy cane.
你看到这个拐杖糖上面有三条横的线。
Another one.And so the real candy cane actually has one big red stripe and three small stripes.
Okay, 真的拐杖糖上面应该有一个粗的红线条，然后有三个细的红线条。
Do you guys know what the three stripes represent?
那三个小的线条是代表什么
？Anybody? I guess.
你们可以猜。
The three stripes.
三条小的红线。
Okay. Okay.The three stripes. Oh, do you want to guess? Well, you were close. You got two out of three. He said one is God the Father and Jesus the Son of God, and the third is the Holy Spirit.
这三条线代表三一真神一个是圣父、圣子跟圣灵。
So we've covered so far. We've covered the J for Jesus, the cane. We've covered the red means we believe in one God, the three stripes, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, what does the white represent?
那现在白色的那个代表什么
？What is the white? Yes. Yes.Man, I can't believe these guys. You guys are doing a great job. It represents white. And Jesus was holy. He was born of a virgin.
耶稣是纯洁的，他是童贞圣母所生的。
And so he washed away our sins, and he can make us clean. He takes away our sin, doesn't he?
他洗清我们的罪孽。
And he makes us holy.
他使我们成为圣洁。
To be like him.
就像他一样。
Now, is candy cane soft or hard?
Hard. 这个拐杖糖是硬的还是软的？
So you guys, I hope you guys like candy canes.
希望你们喜欢拐杖糖。
But the representation of hardness represents God, Jesus is our foundation.Have you guys ever seen a house being built before, like a new house?
硬的代表坚固哈，你们有没有看过一个房子在建造的时候，它的根基是怎么样的
？What happens if someone built the house on the sand?
如果有人建在沙土上，会怎么样
？What would happen? It would collapse.
它会倒塌。
And Jesus is our strong foundation, and if we trust in Him.We can put our lives on a strong foundation of Christ.
耶稣是我们生命的根基。那如果我们是建立在这个稳固的根基上的话
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and close this in prayer, and then I've got a candy cane for you.
我现在要结束，然后祷告，然后等会你们大家可以有一个拐杖糖。
Okay. Dear God, we thank you for the children.
慈爱天父，我们为这些孩子们谢谢你。
We ask that the Sunday school teachers and the parents would teach the children.
我们求主让父母亲跟儿童主日学的老师们会来教导这些小孩子们。
The wonderful truths of who you are.
有关于你真理，你是谁。
We ask that they would depend on you and trust in you all their life.
我们求主来帮助他们在一生中都学习来依靠你，来仰望你。
And I ask, Lord, as adults, that we could trust in Jesus just like these children.
求主也帮助我们我们大人也一样像小孩一样会来学习依靠神。
And we thank you for them.
我继续为他们感谢。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名，阿门。
Okay, guys, I've got candy canes for you. So, and if you've got a brother or sister, you can give them one too. So,
如果你有家里有别的小孩的话，你可以帮他们拿一个。
So you guys can come up and get your candy canes, and then you guys can go. Okay. We got lots of brothers. Okay. And sisters. Okay. All right. I've got plenty, so. All right. Okay. That's fine. Okay, two brothers. All right. Yeah, that would be great. Okay. There you go. All right. Here we go. And Margaret's going to help me finish up. Candy cane, so many kids. Don't miss out on your candy cane. Those are the cutest kids ever.
这些小孩子们都很可爱。
I mean, I love my kids, but boy, something about Chinese kids are.
我很喜欢我自己小孩，但是这些中国小孩是特别可爱。
Okay, well, let's have a word of prayer and get our hearts ready to receive your word.
大家一起来祷告，然后我们来听神的话语。
Dear God, we thank you for this day.
慈爱天父，我们为今天这个时候来感谢你。
And we thank you for children.
我们为小孩子们感谢你。
What a blessing they are.
他们给我们很大的祝福。
And what a blessing you were by being born.
那然后经过你的诞生，给我们很大的祝福。
Lord, I pray that each and every one of us today.
我们求主今天为我们每一个人。
We'll prepare our hearts to listen to what you have to say to us.
来预备我们的心，来聆听主你的话语。
That we can learn and grow together as one.
我们可以一起来学习，然后一起来成长。
Lord, just prepare our hearts now.
来预备我们的心。
As we hear your word in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名求，阿门。
Well, if you can turn to your Bibles to Matthew 14, 29 through 31.
如果你们可以翻到马太福音14:29-31。
Now I'm going to have all the verses up in the back, so if you don't have your Bible and you don't mind reading English, it'll be behind me.
Okay, 如果你不介意读英文的话，这些经节我都会把它打在这个墙上。
Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat.Walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt?
耶稣说你来吧，彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，只因见风盛大就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？
There was a man born in Columbus, Ohio in 1890.
有一个人，他是在1890年生在 Ohio 的哥伦布市。
He was the third of eight children and decided that he would quit school to help his family.
他家里有八个小孩，他在家里小孩还行，老三，但是小的时候他就不去上学了。
So he got his first job and that only paid $3.50 per week.
他第一个工作，只是一个礼拜付他四块五。
And at age 15 he got interested in automobiles.
在十五岁的时候他开始对这个汽车有兴趣了。
So he went to work for a garage for $4.50 a week.
那他就去一家修车的店，那一个礼拜付他四块半。
But he realized he wouldn't get anywhere without schooling.
但是他知道没去好好的上学，他可能什么事都做不成。
So he subscribed to a correspondence school, by mail.
所以他开始去参加一个函授的课程。
To learn automotive.
他想要学学关于汽车方面的事情。
Night after night, he would study by the kerosene lamp.
每天晚上，他就在一个小小的煤油灯前面来好好的学关于汽车方面的东西。
But his next plan was that he wanted to work for Freyer Miller Automobile Company in Columbus, Ohio.
但是他有一个计划，下一步他是想要替一个车厂，公司叫做Freyer 这个公司来做事。
So one day he walked into the automobile factory.
所以有一天他就进入这家车厂。
And he saw Freyer that was leaned over an automobile out of a hood of a car.
他看到这个 Freyer 先生正好在车子前面在坐这个车子。
And he stood patiently waiting for Freyer to notice him.
他就站在那边，希望这个 Mr. Freyer 会注意到他。
And he said, "What do you want?"
结果 Freyer 就问他说，你到底要什么？
He said, "I'm come this morning because I wanna work for you, and I will come and I'll work hard, and if I don't work well enough, you can let me go. You can fire me."
Okay, 他回答说，我一直想要在这边替你做事，如果你愿意让我做的话，如果做的不好的话，你随时可以把我炒鱿鱼。
So the next morning, he actually came to work, and he got there before Freyer did.
第二天早上他就出来了，出现了，然后他比这个 Mr. Freyer 还早到。
He noticed that there was metal shavings and grease and dirt all over the place.
他注意到地上有很多这种昨天晚上所遗留下来的这些残物，然后又很地上又非常油腻。
So the young man grabbed a broom and a shovel.
对，这年轻人就找了一个扫把。
And he started working.
他开始来扫地。
And you think, well, maybe he was wanting to make a good impression.
或许他想要让他们有一个好的印象。
Well, he went on to greater things.
当然后来他去做更大的事情。
He gained his reputation as a race car driver, an automobile expert.
有一天他成了一个全国知名的赛车选手，汽车的专家。
And in World War I, he was one of the leading flying aces.
在第一次世界大战期间，他成了一个极其出色的飞行员。
And he actually founded Eastern Airlines.
他最后成立了东方航空公司。
And he's the famous Eddie Rickenbacker.
那他的名字就是有名的艾迪·林登巴克。
So, to me, we have some lessons to learn from this young man.
在这里我们可以跟这个年轻人学习。
He knew what he wanted.
他知道他想要的是什么。
And he went for it.
然后他就计划好一步一步的去做。
He also wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty.
他也不怕让他的手会肮脏。
Jesus knew that faith and obedience must be expressed in new actions. We need to do new things to, in our Christian walk.
耶稣知道信心跟顺从需要在成长的基督徒身上有新的行动来表现出来。
When he said to Peter, "Come, Peter," got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus said, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?"
当耶稣邀请彼得行在水上行走的时候，他说：“你来。”彼得就离开船上，在水上走到耶稣那里去。
So if you can imagine that, Peter's walking on water.
我们可以来这个想一想，我们看到彼得在水上行走。
But he notices the wind.
但是他注意到很大的风在吹。
And before you know it, he's sinking.
在他还没有理解什么事情的时候，他就开始往下沉。
I think we can all relate to Peter.
我想我们都可以理解彼得的这个情况。
Sometimes we're focused on Jesus, and then so quickly we get distracted by something else.
很多时候，当我们专心仰望在基督身上的时候，别的事情开始来使我们分心。
This past Thanksgiving, I went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
今年的感恩节，我们去了南卡那个地方是 Myrtle Beach。
All my family from Oklahoma and Mississippi and Georgia, we all met in South Carolina。
我们全家都从美国各处不同地方在那个地方汇合。
Now you can imagine there was all kinds of turkey and mashed potatoes and corn。
你可以想象到我们吃许多食物。火鸡跟土豆或者是马铃薯。
I mean, we had a spread.
我们有很好的相处的时间。
Now, one thing we did this year, which was different, is that we opened a time capsule.
今年我们做一件特别不寻常的事情，就是我们开了一个时间的玻璃瓶。
Do you guys know what a time capsule is?
你们知道时间玻璃瓶是什么东西？
Well, for you that don't, probably most everybody does, but a time capsule is when you write things down that are important and you store it for another time.
你把很多在你生命里面发生的许多重要的事件，你把它写下来，然后你把它放在这个玻璃瓶或者一个容器里面，然后将来你要拿开来看一看。
Now we did this in the year 2000.
那我们是在公元2000年的时候做了这件事情。
And we had it was a questionnaire, and I believe my mom made the questions, but there was all kinds of questions. What you want to do in life?
它是有一个调查问卷，是我妈妈设计的。然后主要的一些问题，可能包括你将来想要做什么。
What's going on in your life?
你现在在你生命里面到底有哪些事情？
And what do you hope for the future?
那你希望将来你有什么样的梦想？
Now it was really interesting as my father read my grandmother's pages that she had written down.
我父亲就读了我的祖母以前所写下来的东西。
See, she had died 4 years ago.
她四年前去世。
So it was really great to hear.What was important to her, and one thing that was important was family.
所以当我读到或听到他当初所写的东西，是对我来讲是有很大的兴趣。然后他是写到 what did she say again?
About family. What was important to her?
对，最重要的事情对他祖母来讲就是他的家庭。
And my aunt read my uncle's, and he had died 5 years ago.
然后我的叔叔大概五年前去世。
And he was always funny, so he made lots of funny jokes, so we could remember him when she read about him.
那当他的妻子读这些时候，我们就使我们回想到他当初，他是一个非常幽默的人所以我们也可以知道关于他多一点事情。
And then I got to read about mine.
然后我开始来读我自己所写下来的东西。
And I it was hard to remember 10 years ago, even though it hadn't been that long ago.
有的时候我们很难能想象我们能够记得十年前的事情。
But a lot of great things were going on in my life 10 years ago.
10年前，很多很多很重大的事情在我生命里面。
I had 3 new babies born in 97, 98, and 99.
97, 98, and 99年，我们家多了三个小婴孩。
And I expressed how great it was to be a new father.
然后我那时候就写下来，我成为一个新的父亲的感觉是什么？
We were just finishing building our first house.
那时候我们正好在建我们自己的第一个房子。
Because it was important for Karen to have a place for all these babies.
因为对我的妻子来讲，给这个三个小婴孩有地方住是一个很重要的事情。
Of course, you know my family grew, and now we have 5.
当然你知道说我们家庭现在已经有五个小孩了。
But I thought about what do I want the next 10 years to be like?
但是我在思考。我将来十年之后，我希望是情形是怎么样
？And it made me stop and think.
让我停下来思考一下。
You know, when I thought back 10 years ago, I was so excited about life.
十年之前，我可以想到我对这个我的生命是很大的兴奋，有很兴奋。
And as we know, life has sometimes many troubles.
我们知道我们生命里面有的时候是有很大的困难的。
And I had some bumps and bruises in those 10 years.
那十年当中我有碰到许许多多让我能够觉得有深受伤害的地方。
But I realized those bumps and bruises in life shouldn't form who I am tomorrow.
但是我知道那些困难所给我产生的这些伤害不应该是我将来生命永远的情况。
Because with faith in Jesus, we have a new future with Him.
因为我们如果在耶稣里有信心的话，我们应该知道我们将来有新的希望。
And if you can think, I'm gonna use Brother Paul for an analogy.
大家用我做例子。
Okay, you gotta stand by my side. This is gonna make you really uncomfortable.I'm just kidding. Okay, now we're going to step side by side like military marching. So, 1, 2, 3. Okay, now let's turn back. Faith and action. Faith and action.
每一个步伐踏出去代表我们信心，然后另外一个步伐代表我们的行为，信心行为，信心行为。
And see, what I'm going to talk about today is that faith and action need to come together, side by side.
今天我所要跟您讲的就是关于我们的信心跟行为，他们需要一起来行走。
I think it's important to remember that a lot of people don't want to talk about works, or they don't want to talk about anything outside of faith.
我们知道有很多人他不太愿意讲行为就是讲的信心行为，不太想要讲到信心之外的东西。
Because they say, well, our, you know, we are accepted by God by faith alone.
我们经常会说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
But as we grow with Christ,
但是当我们与基督一同成长的时候，在基督里成长的时候。
We need to have action in our life.
我们需要在生命里面有行为。
Christ desires us to grow.
耶稣希望我们能成长。
Jesus honored people who risk shame, frustration, and disappointment in coming to Him by faith.
耶稣对那些不怕羞愧、挫折和失望，以信心来跟从他的人是很尊重的。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 to 28. Matthew 15, verses 22 to 28. A Canaanite from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, your request is granted, and her daughter was healed from that very hour.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附着甚苦。”耶稣却一言不答。门徒进前来对他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她走吧。”耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”妇人说：“主啊，不错，但狗也吃他 主人桌上掉下来的渣碎渣儿。”耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”从那时候，他的女儿就好了。
This woman was willing to risk her reputation.
这个妇人不怕她自己的名声 yeah, 不怕自己名声。
She wasn't fearful.
她不害怕。
And I'm assuming that she was probably a little bit loud because the disciples wanted her to go away.
我们可以想象她可能喊叫的声音挺大的，因为这些耶稣的这个门徒是希望她能够离开他们。
And what happened to her when she asked for what she wanted from Christ?
但是当她跟耶稣要求的时候，她所得到的是什么？
Her daughter was healed.
她的女儿身体得到痊愈。
Many times we're fearful about what other people think, and we miss out on the opportunities of God.
有很多时候我们害怕别人怎么想我们，所以我们就失去了神可以给我们的祝福。
I have a funny story to share about Taiwan.
我有一个有意思的故事在台湾发生的。
Now, one thing I liked about being in Taiwan is I was a foreigner.
当我在台湾的时候，我知道我是一个外国人。
So I was always having to be outside of my comfort zone.
所以很多时候我需要离开我自己觉得很安全、很舒服的这个环境。
So one day, one of the people I was working with, who was part of ISI in Taiwan, a student ministry.
有一天有一个人在国际学生的这个机构里面的一个同工。
He said, I want you to meet with a student today. And anyway, he gave me the guy's phone number. I called him up and we were supposed to meet.
有一天他告诉我说，我希望你能够跟一个学生来见个面，所以我打了电话跟他约好。
Now, if you know Taipei very well, this is near Roosevelt Road or Roosevelt Loop.
如果你对台湾台北有一些认识的话，你知道在台北有一条路叫罗斯福路。
Yeah, it was right near the McDonald's. I was supposed to meet this young man.
我们是约好了在麦当劳附近那家店附近那边见面。
Well, the man was late. The young college student.
这位学生他出现的时候是有点迟到。
So, I saw a guy that looked like he was waiting for somebody.
我看到有人在那边等着，好像在等什么人一样。
I said, "Hi, I'm Steve Kalmes."
我就跟他说，我就跟他介绍我自己，我是 Steve Kalmes.
I said, "You want to get something to eat?"
你想不想吃什么东西
？And he said, "Nah, I'm not really that hungry."
他跟我说 ，Oh no, 不会，我肚子其实不饿。
I said, "How about some coffee?"
我们要不要喝点咖啡
？He said, "Well, okay, let's go."
他说好，那我们去吧。
So we went and had coffee.
那我们就去坐下来喝咖啡。
And I started asking him about his life.
我开始问问他的生命如何。
And he shared about his troubles.
然后他就告诉我他在生活里面所碰到的困难。
And his girlfriend troubles.
His girlfriend 他的女朋友他的跟他女朋友的问题。
Well, as I was sitting there, I got a phone call.
那当我坐在那边的时候，突然有一个电话进来了。
And the guy I was supposed to meet called me on the phone.
那个我本来应该要跟他碰面的这个人，他打电话找我。
And he said, "Where are you?"
他说你到底在哪里
？And I thought I thought I was having coffee with you.
我跟他说，我以为我正在跟你喝咖啡呢。
And I use this example because when we're looking to do God's work.
我用这个例子来告诉大家说，当我们有时候来看看神的工作在哪里的时候，
God can give it to us.
神有时候就给我们。
I was looking for a young man who needed encouragement.
我本来是要跟一个需要受鼓励的年轻人要会面的。
And so I sat and had coffee with a stranger.
但是我坐下来跟一个陌生的人在喝咖啡。
Now, if I can get a stranger in Taiwan to talk to me,
如果在台湾能够跟一个陌生人来谈他的心事，
to me that tells me we can do a lot for the kingdom of the Lord.
那这告诉我说我们确实能够为神做很多很多的事情。
And we can't wait for opportunities to come our way.
我们很多时候我们很这个很饥渴的想要有机会。
I believe God wants us to make opportunities happen.
我相信神有的时候要我们制造那些机会。
Jesus knew that the people who are not willing to change risk losing everything.
耶稣他知道说有的人当他们不愿意改变的时候，他们可能会失去一切。
Why don't we want to take risks today?
今天我们为什么愿意来为主？
Is it the fear of the unknown?
是不是因为我们怕这个未知的将来的未知？
Because we kind of like to have control of our lives.
我们很多时候想要控制我们自己的生命。
I like routine as well.
我一般来讲是比较喜欢说事情都是很计划很好的。
But we've got to be careful that we don't live so much of routine that we miss out on what God has for our life.
但是有的时候我们要小心，不要因为我们把自己的生活都安排的很好有秩序，我们会失去神要给我们的祝福。
The thing is, we have a joyful life to live out in Christ.
其实我们在主里面是可以有很喜乐的生命的。
If we allow Christ to work in our lives,
如果我们愿意让耶稣在我们心里面来做工。
Are we willing to come early like Eddie Rickenbacker?
我们是不是愿意像刚才Eddie Rickenbacker早一点出现？
Be willing to sweep the floors to someday fly like an eagle.
愿意来扫地，然后有一天能够在天上飞翔。
I think to follow Christ takes great optimist.
我们要跟随耶稣的话，你要是一个很乐观的人。
Over in Burma, Judson, the missionary, was lying in a really terrible jail with 32 pounds of chains.
在缅甸那个地方，这个宣教士 Judson。他在监牢里面被32磅的这个链子捆绑住。
These were on his ankles and he was bound to a bamboo pole.
然后这个脚是被绑在一个木架上面。
And a fellow prisoner said to Dr. Judson,
有一个犯人对他说，
What about the prospect of the conversion of the heathen?
到底你要使这些人信主可能性有多大？
With a sneer on his face,
似乎他是在嘲笑他。
His instant reply was,
他的回答，马上的回答是，
The prospects are just as bright as the promises of God.
他们信主的可能性是跟我们主的神的信实是有关的。
Jesus remembered how his father in heaven told Abram in Genesis 12 verses 1 and 2, if you want to look that up, Genesis 12 verses 1 and 2.
耶稣记得天父曾经告诉亚伯拉罕说，这是记载在创世纪十二章一到二节。
Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你的地方去，我必赐福给你。
See, God realizes that we like to be comfortable.
神知道说我们都喜欢舒适的生活。
But he's got greater things in store.
但是神有更大的事情为我们所预备的。
He called Abram to greater places.
他呼召亚伯兰亚伯拉罕到更好的地方去。
And because of that, he blessed us today by his life.
因为亚伯拉罕顺服神的缘故，今天我们得到祝福。
We need to ask God to be more like Abraham.
我们需要求神让我们像亚伯拉罕一样。
Let's look at Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 22.
我们大家来看罗马书第四章十七节到二十二节。
Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 22.
罗马书第四章十七到二十二节。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they are.Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Since he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promises of God, but was strengthened in his faith,And gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指望的时候，因信乃有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里的坚固，将荣耀归给神，并且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
One nightA house caught fire.
有一天晚上，有一个房子失了火。
And the young boy was forced to flee and was on the roof.
这个年轻人只好逃到屋顶上去。
And the father, with outstretched arms, called to his son, "Jump!"
父亲在房外的空地上开双手叫他往下跳。
I'll catch you.
我会抓住你的。
He knew that the boy had to jump to save his life.
他知道这个年轻人一定要跳才能够救他的生命。
However, the flames and the smoke, all the boy could see was blackness.
但是因为这个火跟烟非常的大，这个年轻人所能看到是一片黑暗。
And he was afraid to leave that roof.
他很怕离开那个屋顶。
His father kept yelling, "Jump! I'll catch you!"
他的爸爸继续对他呼叫，说：“请你赶快跳吧。”
But the boy protested, "Dad, I can't see you."
但是这个小孩子说：“不能不能，爸爸，我看不见你。”
And the father replied,
但是这个父亲告诉他说：
"But I can see you, and that's all that matters."
但是你要知道，我可以看得见你，最重要是我能够看得见你。
Jesus called out the disciples out of their vocation and family security to become full-time fishers of men.
耶稣呼召他的门徒从他们的职业和家庭的安全感里面出来，成为全世界的传道人。
Let's look at that. That's Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 19.
我们来看一看在马太福音第四章十九节。
Matthew chapter 4, 18 to 19.
马太福音第四章十八跟十九节。
As Jesus was walking,Beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣在加利利的海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Many times we look to the future and it looks bleak.
很多时候我们想要看将来，将来似乎看来非常黑暗的。
But we need to look past this earthly future.
但是我们需要能够看到这个将来的背后。
And look toward heaven.
我们需要能够看到天上。
Because I believe that God wants to change us. He wants to transform us. He wants to make us new people, new creatures in Him here today.
我相信主愿意使我们改变，然后让我们能够知道我们可以变被完全的改变过来。
In Hebrews chapter 13 verses 8,
在希伯来书十三章第八节，
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Where God leads, He provides.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。如果神要引导我们的话，他一定会为我们预备。
Jesus knew that the majority of people didn't want to change.
耶稣知道说大部分的人甚至是信主的人都不愿意改变。
But there was the few.
但是有一些人。
The disciples.
像门徒们。
The Pauls.
保罗。
That were willing to risk everything for Christ.
他们愿意为主做完全的牺牲。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12 verses 32 to 34.
我们来看路加福音十二章三十二到三十四节。
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你们这小权不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有的，周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
Now, I'm not telling you to sell everything.
我并不是叫你要变卖你所有的东西。
But what was Christ really wanting?
但是耶稣真正要的是什么？
He wanted a heart that would be willing to sell everything.
是希望我们有个心愿意变卖所有的。
We need to ask God to help us in the fears we have to change.
我们需要求神在我们害怕的时候来改变。
We're not in the walk with Christ alone.
我们在走在这个属灵道路上，我们不是自己一个人在走。
Now, we like to get our teeth checked or eyes checked.Our cars maintained.
我们很多时候我们会去医生那边来查查我们的牙齿怎么样，来查查我们身体怎么样，然后我们有时候也把我们车子保养得很好。
And hopefully our cholesterol checked.
也有时候来查查我们这个血糖的这个情况怎么样。
I know a good heart doctor too.
我认识一个很好的这个心脏科的医生。
But seriously,We do all these things, but we put aside the things of God.
我们对这些日常的生活上的东西我们都照顾得很好，但是我们却忽略了另外一个更重要的事情。
Why do we do that?
我们为什么如此？
I believe it's a lot easier to focus in on the tangible things of life.
我们通常是很容易来做那些我们眼前所能看见的事情。
It's easy to focus in on our health, our education, our homes.
我们很容易来注重到我们平常的生活里面，我们的教育，我们家里的情况。
And to miss out on the most important things, and that's our relationship with Christ.
甚至最重要的，我们跟耶稣的关系，我们忽略了。
But see, Jesus was all about relationships.
我们要知道。耶稣所谈的都是关于我们日常的跟人的关系。
He was in the people business.
他是做的是人的事工。
And he changed people around him wherever he went.
他在他所遭遇的这些人当中，他来做改变。
Well, I believe that Jesus wants us to be in the people business.
我相信耶稣也要我们来做人的事工。
Jesus also knew how to motivate people to try to do new things. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and verses 16 through 17.
我们来看一下路加福音第十章第一节、十六节跟十七节。耶稣希望他也能够鼓励人。
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
第四章第一节十六跟十七节，这是以后主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个地，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。十六跟十七节，又对门徒说：听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我，弃绝我的就是弃绝那差我来的。那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来说：主啊，因你的名就是鬼也附了我们。
So he wanted to send out folks to go out and do his work.
So 耶稣他要差遣人出去做他的工。
Let's look at John chapter 12, verses 24 through 26.
我们再来看一下约翰福音十二章二十四节到二十六节。
I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
约翰福音十二章二十四到二十六节，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我；在我哪里服侍我的人，也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
See, I believe that the Lord wants us to escape from our comfort zones. He wants us to be used in great and mighty ways, wherever that is.
我相信主是要我们离开我们自己觉得舒适的环境，然后来服侍他，不管在什么地方。
And I think the thing is, sometimes we make things too big.
有时候我们把我们的事情变得太大了。
And that we're going to go through great suffering if we really step out on faith.
我们如果真正的要踏出这一步的时候，我们会伤害到自己。
I remember being a young boy watching the missionary films about Africa.
我记得我小的时候曾经看过这个影片关于非洲的这些情况。
And so very quickly, I was afraid of missions.
所以很快的我就很怕去非洲做宣教。
And I thought, if I follow God in missions, I'm going to end up in a grass hut.
我那时候在想，如果我有一天想要去做宣教士的话，说不定我就要住在那个草棚的屋子里面。
And so, when I met my wife, who had just come back from China,
那我跟我妻子那时候认识的时候，她才从中国大陆回来。
And she had a heart for missions.
她对这个宣教有很大的负担。
It scared me.
这使我有点害怕。
I started picturing the grass huts.
我开始在我的脑海里面有这个草棚的屋子的这个图画。
I wasn't ready for that.
我还没有预备好。
But I believe where God wants to send us, He will help us.Get ready.
但是我相信，如果神要差遣我们的话，他会让我们能够预备好。
And that doesn't mean some place far off.
这不表示说他一定要我们去很远的地方。
That means today he wants us to use it here in Ann Arbor.
这表示说神今天要在 Ann Arbor 这个地方来用我们。
Maybe tomorrow at some foreign place.
或者明天或者将来，他要用我们在海外的宣教的地方。
If any of you guys came to the Christmas Eve service, you'll remember the candlelight.
如果你们来参加礼拜四的这个圣诞节的我们那个聚会的话，你会记得那个蜡烛。
First, there was one candle lit, and it was all dark in here.
你刚开始的时候，你发现到时候这会堂里面全部是暗的。 然后这个蜡烛 点起来。
That one little candle gave off a little light.
那么小小的一个蜡烛就会有小小的光。
But when you take that first candle and you light a second candle, and then a third candle,
当你把这个一个小小的蜡烛的光，然后 点另外一个蜡烛的光，然后再点另外蜡烛的光，
things get a lot brighter.
慢慢你会发现到说整个会堂就比较亮。
And sometimes we think we only have a little candle to offer God.
有的时候我们想说我们的生命只有就像一个小小的蜡烛，我们就这么一点点东西可以奉献给神。
But that's all he wants.
但是这就是他所要的。
And what little we have, he wants us to give.
就这么小小一点东西，他希望我们能够奉献给他。
Now, you guys have all heard about Hudson Taylor.
大家可能都听过戴德生的故事。
And one of his voyages to China, he neared a channel between southern Malay Peninsula.
他当他去中国大陆的时候，他们这个船要经过这个马六甲海峡 南方的 那道水。
And the island of Sumatra.
然后在苏门答腊附近 有个小岛。
There came urgent knocks on his door.
突然他听到一个人来敲他的门。
So he opened it, and there stood a captain of the ship.
这个船长站在那里。
He said, Mr. Taylor, he said, we have no wind.
他说戴德生先生我们现在没有风。
We are drifting near an island where people are heathen.
我们船慢慢要漂流到这个小岛上这些小岛上人都是没有信主的人。
And I fear that they're cannibals.
那我怕这些人是食人族。
And he said, what can I do?
戴德生就问他说那你希望我能做什么吗
So Taylor said, what can I do?
我能做什么
And he said, I understand that you believe in God.
这个船长说我知道说你是信神的。
And he said, I want you to pray for wind.
我希望你能够为我们来祈求神会有风。
He said, okay. All right, Captain, I want you to put up your sail.
这个戴德生就说好那我请你把这个船的这个帆能够张起来。
And he said, that's ridiculous.
他说简直莫名其妙。
There's not the slightest breeze.
根本一点风都没有。
But he went ahead and did it.
但是他还是做了。
Finally,
最后
the captain came down and said, you need to stop praying.
这个船长说你现在要停止你的祷告。
And the missionary was still on his knees, and this is 45 minutes later.
戴德生牧师在那边祷告了45分钟，还在继续祷告中。
He said, we have more wind than we know what to do with.
现在我们的风太多了，请你让它能够停止。
See, faith believes that God's will be done.
我们的信心是告诉我们说，神必定会成就他的事情。
And God used a man like Hudson Taylor.
神会用一个人，就像戴德生一样。
And by 1949, there was 1 million Chinese who turned to faith in Christ.
在1949年的时候，预计在中国大陆有100万个基督徒。
And today there's over 100 million.
今天多过1000万的基督徒。
And I'm sure that he thought once that I just have a little light to give.
那时候戴德生代表一个小小的蜡烛。
And I'm sure many here today are blessed because of what he did.
今天在我们在座的当中，有很多是因为戴德生的缘故，我们得到祝福的。
And as we leave today,
今天我们离开的时候
I want us to think about our little light.
我希望大家能够思考我的这个小小的这个光。
You know, there's that children's song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine."
就像这个小孩子他们所唱的这个诗歌我就是那个小的光就让它能够发扬光大。
And it's not hard, and it's not complicated.
这不是很困难的东西也不是很复杂的东西。
It's so simple.
是很简单的事情。
And if we give it, we'll have so much joy. We'll have so much joy by giving our light.
我们如果能够把我们的光能够分享出去我们能够非常的喜乐的。
Maybe we don't even have Christ in our lives today.
或许我们当中有些人耶稣还不在你心里。
And we need to receive what Christ came to die for.
我们需要在要靠着信心来接受他，他来是为了我们而死的。
He came and was born, and we're celebrating his birth.
他来，他为了我们诞生，那我们这个季节是来庆祝他的生日。
But he wasn't born so we could have pretty Christmas trees.
但是他生下来不是为了要给我们好看的这个圣诞节的这个树。
And pretty lights.
或者很漂亮的这个圣诞节的光。
But I do like those.
我当然是喜欢这些东西。
He was born so that he would die one day.
他生下来是有一天他要为我们而死的。
See, he was born so that he could take our sin.
他生下来是有一天他要担当我们的罪孽。
And be crucified for us.
然后会为我们在十字架上被钉死的。
And so that we could have life in him.
所以我们才能够有新的生命。
And if we haven't done that today, I want us to get our hearts right with God.
如果我们当中有人还没有接受基督的话，希望今天你们会愿意这样做。
And if we've done that, but we've forgotten that we have a light to offer God.
那但是我们如果已经接受了主在我们心里，但是我们已经忘记了我们是有一个光我们可以奉献给神的。
I ask that we would take that light and we would use it for Christ.
我请求大家会愿意让把这个光，你把这个光来分享给别人。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for your word that leads us.
慈爱天父，我们谢谢你，你的话语来引领我们。
You give us hope.
你给我们希望。
You give us faith.
你给我们有信心。
And you take care of us, Lord.
你照顾我们。
You take care of us today in this world, and you take care of us in the next.
在今世你来照顾我们，在来世你一样要照顾我们。
Help us to put our faith in you today.
求主来帮助我们把信心建立在你的身上。
Lord, if we know you, but we've gotten off track, I pray that we would get back on track, Lord.
主，如果我们曾经相信你，但是突然又被这个走偏了，就求主你把我们带回原来的路上。
But not by our strength, Lord.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
But by the Holy Spirit.
但是靠着灵的圣灵的能力。
That can change us and grow us.
来改变我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have our closing hymn, and if you want to respond as we hear the music, I want you to do that. You don't need to come forward, but I just ask that you would think about that today, and that you would make a decision to follow Christ.
现在我们要唱一首回应的诗歌。如果你有感动，你觉得你要接受基督的话。你不需要到前面来，但是希望你在心里面或者说对会做那样的祷告。
And I also ask that if you have made a decision to follow Christ or to rededicate your life to Him, that you would talk to a pastor or a deacon today.
如果你确实有做这样祷告的话，希望你能够跟牧师或者跟长子们来谈一谈。
Don't hesitate.
我不需要迟疑。
Now is the hour.
现在就是那个时候。
Let's all stand.
请大家站起来。